Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, old FUD but a new Bitcoin price dip, weeks-old China crypto ban, Sparks $42,000, Bitcoin price drop. As you can see here in this chart, we literally lost $2,000 in about an hour this morning. And as pointed out here, this announcement is nothing new. This is just resurfacing from weeks ago. So don't fall for the FUD again. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, markets are always reacting so heavily to FUD. Impressive in the crypto Lark shares, China FUD is time for buying, not selling. That's right. Also in today's show, breaking news, Twitter launches crypto tipping for all users. That's right. The Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, rolled out this announcement. Today, Twitter enables free, instant global payments for their users with the integration of the Strike API. What the internet did for communication, Bitcoin plus the Lightning Network is doing for money. And he also rolled this out on CNBC's Power Lunch and Max Kaiser's response. Today is the day millions of people will start using Bitcoin without knowing they're using Bitcoin. It's the beginning of when nobody questions or even cares how it works. It's just an inextricable part of their lives, and soon they won't remember a time without it. That's right. Also in today's show, Bitcoin hodlers are about to spark a run to new Bitcoin price highs. Data suggests from Glassnode Analytics. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, says Bitcoin will hit $100,000 by December, but warns one chart shows a steep price drop incoming. I'll be breaking down the latest from Plan B. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything is currently correcting and in the red, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, if you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin, Hyperboom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. CryptoNewsAlerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin suddenly lost $2,000 in just an hour this morning on September 24th on what appeared to be old news over a Chinese regulatory ban, which hit social media once again. And the result you can see right here on your screen in the 1 hour Bitcoin candle chart, a massive red wick. Now check it out. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView track Bitcoin as it abruptly fell from $45,000 to nearly $42,000. The knee-jerk move came as a memo from China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, began to circulate online, criminalizing particularly all cryptocurrency activity except possession. And as commentators noted, however, the People's Bank of China originally released the updated guidance on September 15th, but posted online today. That's right. Nonetheless, what has now become a classic source of Bitcoin price pressure, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt over Chinese bans, was quick to take its toll on market sentiment. And as pointed out right here, if you saw any Chinese regulatory FUD again, that announcement was posted on September 3rd. Don't fall for it. And here's the proof. She's responding to the September 11th tweet with an update. The market already heard the rumors around mid-September and reacted on those FUD by then. So don't fall for the FUD again. That's right. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, markets are always reacting so heavily to FUD. Impressive. And Lark Davis shares some advice. China FUD is time for buying, not selling. And he also shares, by the way, there could be more panic before the bleeding stops. And similar reactions had come about as a result of the alleged impending failure of Chinese property giant Evergrande, which I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode. This having been a niche topic for a significant period before lamestream media attention sparked knock-on effects across the crypto and traditional markets, the media is notorious for FUD. That's what they do. They spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And unfortunately, the altcoin market also took a major hit along with Bitcoin shedding $2,000. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Twitter launches crypto tipping for all users, as well as Bitcoin hodlers are about to spark a run to new Bitcoin price highs, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics, as well as Plan B predicts Bitcoin will hit six figures by December, but warns one chart shows steep price drop incoming. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most of the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down almost 5% for the day and now trading under 41,500. We have Ether down 7.6%, trading just above $2,800. Solana down 6.6%, trading just under $135. XRP down 6.5%, trading just above 91 cents. And Polkadot down 5%, trading just above $29.30. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Social media giant Twitter will be enabling cryptocurrency options to its tipping jar, allowing any user to pay through their platform. In a Thursday blog post, Twitter staff product manager Esther Crawford said the crypto tips feature would be available for all iOS users globally, and the platform plans to roll out options for Android in the coming weeks. The crypto option will allow users to link third-party apps, including Cash App, Patreon, Venmo, and Chipper, Bandcamp, Razorpay, GoFundMe, etc., depending upon their region, to their Twitter bios and individual tweets to receive funds, quoting them here. "We want everyone on Twitter to have access to pathways to get paid," said Crawford. "Digital currencies that encourage more people to participate in the economy and help people send each other money across borders and with little friction as possible help us get there." And in the words of Jack Maulers, this is going to dematerialize monetary networks like Visa, MasterCard, and Western Union. It is what it is. And in addition to the link services, Twitter tips are available to use through the Bitcoin Lightning Network, which sends payments using the Strike app or by adding a Bitcoin address directly to one's profile. Twitter takes no cut, according to Crawford. Bravo, Jack Dorsey, and Twitter. I think this is amazing and should help usher in mass adoption. Because think about it. If you're in another country around the world, and let's say you wanted to send your family some money, you don't have to have middlemen ultimately rape that cut and take out 20 to 50%. It doesn't have to take 8 days. You can now send and receive money through Twitter virtually free and almost instantaneously and without getting charged anything from Twitter. So this is a pretty big deal. Now, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey had previously hinted that a Bitcoin tipping option was being developed when the social media firm revealed its tip jar concept was designed to enable platform users to reward content creators with a touch of a button. He has also discussed Square's plans to build a centralized exchange for the king of all crypto. So there you have it. Now, Jack Maulers announced this, and if you haven't watched this video, I highly and strongly encourage you to check it out. Probably the most important video you'll watch. I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description. And it was also recently interviewed on CNBC's Power Lunch. I also highly recommend checking this out. Also include this in the show notes below the video in the description. And they asked him some very good questions. They said, "What if you don't believe in Bitcoin due to its volatility, etc.?" And Jack explains, "There is a difference between Bitcoin, the asset, and Bitcoin, the open monetary worldwide network," right? So you can utilize the Bitcoin worldwide monetary network to send and receive payments, and it could be in your native currency, and it's doing all the magic behind the scenes within Strike / Lightning with the API. So you don't need to know or own any Bitcoin to receive payments via the tip jar. So this is absolutely a game changer, and it got me pretty excited, if you couldn't tell. And checking out some more responses from Jack Maulers, "Today we take a giant leap forward in growing global interoperability with the world's first open monetary network, Bitcoin. Today, one of the largest global networks on the web became interoperable with the open monetary network, inclusive to all. Buckle up, rocket ship to the moon." And the craziest thing you'll see today, an instant free cross-border payment on Twitter. Twitter's integration with the Strike API turns Twitter into one of the best remittance experiences in the world. "Here's the view from my phone as I remit money to El Salvador. Now check this out." He's literally sending 10 bucks from all the way across the world to El Salvador. Watch how fast and simple it is to do. You're watching this also in real time. I think the whole transaction takes him just but a few seconds. He just sent the 10 bucks just like that. Now here's the kicker. How much did it cost to send that 10 bucks across the world? 0.098 cents in USD. Not too shabby, eh? So yeah, we're going to dematerialize Western Union and other payment networks around the world. Let's go BTC. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Bitcoin hodlers are about to spark a run to new Bitcoin price highs, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics, as well as Plan B predicts Bitcoin will hit 100,000 by December, but warns one chart shows steep price drop incoming. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.9 trillion with about $111 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.7%, with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Ren up 17.7%, trading at 94 cents. Tezos up 7.6%, trading at $6.26. And Near Protocol up almost 4%, trading at $7.85. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 33 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 27, last week a 48, and last month a 73 in greed. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Seasoned Bitcoin hodlers are about to spark a new price run up by hoarding Bitcoin, data reveals this week. According to on-chain monitoring resource Glassnode, the Bitcoin supply is due to put in a fresh aging process. That's right, one-year-old supply bottoms out, highlighting its active supply metric. Glassnode researchers noted that the percentage of the Bitcoin supply, which last moved a year ago or more, is forming a local bottom. And under such circumstances in the past, hodlers, fresh from selling those older coins, began accumulating, making the overall dominant supply age increase. And this, in turn, created a supply squeeze, which I've been predicting like every day here in the show, where demand increased relative to the Bitcoin available. And the price benefited as a result. Selling recommenced into the local price top, whereupon the process began again. Now, such a circular pattern was in play in late 2017 during Bitcoin's run to 20K, and the April 2021 all-time high appears to be no exception. The numbers, however, are different between the 2 years. As Glassnode shares here, the Bitcoin supply that has been dormant for at least 1 year is starting to bottom out at 54.2% compared to the 2017 top. This indicates that a larger relative proportion of Bitcoin remains in cold storage. However, it also indicates the spending of fewer coins put the 2021 top in. And as you can see in this chart right here, this metric declines when hodlers spend old coins 1 year plus, as shown in red. These old coins are spent until a macro top is put in. It bottoms out when spending slows and accumulation has commenced. It then rises, as you can see in the blue, as accumulated coins mature to 1 year plus and a supply squeeze occurs. And Jeffrey asks on-chain analyst William Clemente, is this saying that the 2021 top is in? And William Clemente responded, they are saying it took fewer coins being spent to put the top in earlier this year, simply because Bitcoin is now worth more. This resembles the end of a bear market, if anything, also reflected by HODL waves. That's right, and Cointelegraph frequently reports on HODLer behavior and cohorts of Bitcoin of different ages influencing the market. And most recently, data showed that overall, strong hands now control more of the Bitcoin supply than at any time since October of 2020. Where are my long-term HODLers at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. But before I break down our final story of the day, Plan B predicts Bitcoin will hit six figures by December, but warns one chart shows steep price drop incoming. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Quantitative analyst Plan B, shout out to Plan B, believes Bitcoin will hit a six-figure price by the end of the year, despite the recent meltdown in the crypto markets. Plan B tells his 833,000 Twitter followers that BTC will close at or above 100,000 in December, according to his stock to flow model. And checking out his most recent update right here on crypto Twitter. So what will Bitcoin December closing price be? Stock to flow model says $100,000. Time model, logarithmic regression, says $30,000. Next couple of months will be interesting. My money is on stock to flow, of course. And checking out some of the responses down here, Benjamin Cohen wrote, the time model is more so interested in deviations from the fair value. The idea that the logarithmic regression model assumes that price has to trend towards the fair value at all times is completely nonsensical. What is more interesting is how far we can deviate from it. And Plan B responded, yeah, same for stock to flow, but I like to point out the current delta between the models, and I really look forward to the next couple of months. Price must increase to $100,000 plus to make a $100,000 average, or stock to flow is dead. That's right. He says if we don't see a minimum closing price in December of $135,000 per BTC, then that would invalidate the stock to flow model. So that's the worst case scenario. And checking out some more responses, essentially you're putting your model online with this tweet, and Plan B responded, correct. Not the first time I do that. And of course, anyone can check my regression model themselves. Don't trust. Verify. And checking out another response here. Wow, that was smooth. Introducing $30,000 reality instead of $288,000 dream. The bottom didn't change. It's still $17,000 to $20,000 or less, depends on many factors. And end of the year, it should be $40,000 to $44,000, in my opinion. And Plan B responded, I'm introducing nothing. A lot of technical analysis guys use a variant of the time model or something that boils down to that. That is why you see some $20,000, $30,000 predictions from others. I stick with good old stock to flow, $100,000 or greater. Plus in June, I added a floor model with the worst case path to $100,000 and the worst case close for September being $43,000, as he points out right here. And he shared this literally 3 months ago, and he's been right on the money. He said the worst case for August, $47,000, which was precisely what happened. And we're only a week away before ending September, and we're currently just below $43,000. So let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B of the stock to flow model. And so you can see I'm not making this stuff up. He wrote, wait until you see my base case and best case scenarios. Okay, a hint, best case December, $450,000. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Plan B and the stock to flow model. And where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end and close by December? Do you think we'll keep the stock to flow validated at above $135,000? Or do you feel we could invalidate the stock to flow with a close less than $135,000? What are your thoughts going as high as $288,000 or even $450,000, which is the best case scenario? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Old FUD, but a new Bitcoin price dip. Weeks old China crypto ban sparks $42,000 Bitcoin price drop. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. Twitter launches crypto tipping for all users, which has the potential to dematerialize payment networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and Western Union. Also in today's show, I shared that Bitcoin hodlers are about to spark a run to new Bitcoin price highs, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics. Also in today's show, we discussed Plan B predicts Bitcoin will hit six figures minimal by December. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Horn Hunter wrote, yo fam, I hope everyone is good. I'm in the middle of Alaskan wilderness getting a news update. I love the new intro. Let's freaking go BTC. Thanks for the news, JV. As always, Horn, I appreciate your continued support. And the next featured comment comes from my man Bitbud, who wrote, I'm sure that in 20 years, there will either be very large transaction volume or no volume, quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto. I wrote, damn straight fam, moon time. Let's freaking go. And the third and final featured comment of the day comes from a man, Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV. Great show full of information and your intelligent insights. The gold investors coming into the game is the best news. And the ETF is amazing. It will blast off in only a matter of weeks now. Take care. God bless you and yours. God bless Pokemon. I appreciate your continued support. And I agree 100%. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. If you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin Hyperboom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, TEEKA.cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay.